Welcome to our MemeSafe podcast. This is the very first time, actually, we are doing this in English, and that is for a good reason. MemeSafe is a global company. We are selling our products worldwide, but we will also want to expand even more worldwide and educate our customers about our products. We know we have world-class products, but we also know that we have to explain more why we believe so. We want to provide world-class safety for your dog during the transportation in the car using MemeSafe's cages or crates. We will also talk about our two Vario gates, because now we have two versions, not only the version with two gates, a product we have had for many years. We now also offer our gate in a single version, so you can also store other things in the other half of your trunk in your car. We will also discuss the MemeSafe's AllSafe, the harness for the dog. The question there is if AllSafe is enough for your dog's safety in the car, or if it's just an alternative for shorter transportations. My name is Lars Sergård. I'm head of marketing and communication at MemeSafe, and my guest today is our world famous, actually, civil engineer and MemeSafe's own crash safety expert. Welcome, Anders Flogård.
Thank you.
Yeah, Anders, we get a lot of questions from people, both people that have had dogs for a long time, but also from people which has recently bought a dog. We all know that the market for puppies has gone totally crazy all over the world during the corona pandemic, when people and families have been staying at home during the lockdown or layoff. I think a lot of people are curious about who you are first, your background, Anders, working with crash safety in MemeSafe. I said you are world famous, and that is for a special reason, isn't it?
Well, I studied to Master of Science in Mechanics, and at the end I had to do a master thesis, and my subject was design of a spine for a crash test dummy, and it was intended to be used for whiplash testing in car seats, and it was a success, so the dummy is used all over the world to test car seats today. So my ideas worked, and they liked me at the university, so they employed me. Mm-hmm. And I kept on working as a research engineer at the university for 10 years. I was doing on-scene collecting of data of car crashes for 5 years, and I have looked at almost 500 car crashes in detail. So I have a lot of experience from the real world. Mm.
And for how long have you been the crash safety expert here at MemeSafe?
It's 13 years now, and I felt that it was a little bit too much of traffic and accidents, and so I didn't feel so good about that. So then working with people that had, with interviews of people that had been in serious accidents. So I wanted to work closer to the reality and do something for people that travel. Mm.
And here you are. Yes. And it's all about dog crates or cages. Why is that interesting?
Well, I've grown up with dogs, first of all, so it's, of course, it's interesting with dogs and dog crates. I know so much about safety. I want to do the best for the dog inside the crate, make it absorb energy for the dog. Hmm. As much as possible. But I also find it interesting to try to make the dog crate safe for the people who travel in the back seat, because if you get hit from behind, the car is easily pushed together 500 millimeters, 20 inches. And if you have a stiff crate that just pushes on the back seat, you actually squeeze the person in the back seat between the seat belt and the back seat that is coming forward. So I believe that it's very important to have a crate that can deform in a controlled way, so the dog still has place inside the crate, but you don't push it into the backseat and injure people.
So let's start there. When it comes to our crates or cages, it's in the back of the car. That is the only place you can place them. You can't place them in the rear seat, right?
You shouldn't put them in the rear seat, because the back seat is a very good barrier between the passenger compartment and the load compartment. So if you put them elsewhere, they are always risking bouncing around and hurting people. So I believe that the Vario cage is really meant to be used behind a rear seat.
So what is it really that sticks out when it comes to MemeSafe's cages or crates safety for the dog and for the people in the car?
If we start with the construction of the crate, it's adjustable in length, so you can always use it in the maximum position in the rear, which means that the dog has as much possible space as it is possible with that crate. And that luggage compartment. But that also means that it can be pushed together. So when you crash and you get hit from behind, then the crate can be compressed during the impact. But it's the dog is at this time, very time, also pushed into one or the other end of the crate. So it's not really that you will squeeze the dog, because it's already pushed towards the front or the rear end in a crash always. So it's completely safe to do this while having an impact. If you would do it when it's not an impact, it could be more unsafe. But just because of this dynamics, it's completely safe to do that. And that means that the crate is pushed together maybe up to 200 millimeters. And there is a lot more space for the people in front of the rear seat. Oh, what happens then, as I said, the dog is pushed to one or the other end, is that as we use sheet metal, the layer of air between what you impact, for instance, the trunk lid or the back seat, there is some air between, which means that the sheet metal can deform and absorb energy, so it's a bit softer like that. And although we think that it's rather stiff, it's when you have a real crash, it's high loads and the sheet metal is deformed, and we've seen this in many crashes that there is a lot of deformation, but there is no injuries to the dog more than bruises. So it's really, we've seen that we found a good balance between the stiffness and the absorption of energy and the dog's possibility of having hard hits.
You can read about some accidents that we have been written about on our memesafe.com under news tag. We'll find articles with people that has been in really severe collisions, and the dogs are fine after the crash. Talking about the crates, the material we are building the crates with, what do you say about that? How did you choose that?
Well, as I said, we used sheet metal. And sheet metal has the possibility to deform and absorb energy. That's why cars are built mostly out of sheet metal. If you use aluminium, it's a little bit stiffer, and you get problem with fatigue if you make it thin enough. So it's not a good material for building something like this. And we also use sheet metal because it's easy to build in deformation zones by making layers of sheet metal, like in the door in the back and in the front of the crate. So we really think it's a good material to build around the dog to make it safer.
I mean, you have done several tests during the time here at MemeSafe when it comes to our crates, cages. What do you see when you test our cages, crates, during the tests?
Yeah, we have three tests that we are regularly performing at a certified testing
center.
Center, yes. And we have a frontal impact to see that the crate doesn't open up in the rebound phase. We have a rear end crash where we push the crate together to see that it actually doesn't lock up or is torn up or the door is open. And we also do a drop test, because when you have like a rollover, you have a constantly bouncing crate with a dog inside that bounces around, and you get a lot of twisting, and it's very easy to have a door that opens during that phase.
So it's not the cage itself that is dangerous during a rollover, it's that the window crashes and so forth?
If you have a rollover, the windows can open, and then the crate is perfect to maintain the dog. If you don't have a crate, then the dog can easily escape afterwards or get ejected when you have the crash.
And if the dog can't come out from his cage after a collision, you have these two buttons on the cage that you can screw off, and you have another door.
Yeah, we have an escape hatch.
Escape hatch, yeah.
It's two red screws that you can quickly unscrew and extract the dogs. If you're hit from behind, then the trunk door isn't possible to open anymore. It's rather common, actually. So in that way, you always have the possibility to extract the dogs in a crash. So you don't have to wait for the fire department or somebody else that can, by hydraulics, open the trunk door.
Okay. Anders, MemeSafe is a Swedish company, and our products are produced here in Sweden. What does it mean do you think? Is it important in any way?
Well, I believe that the Swedish tradition of safety is since very long. We've always been very reluctant to take care of the citizens in Sweden by safety, employment safety, and so on. So I think it's a long tradition. And when Volvo started to make Volvos, their first slogan was that it had to be safe. And
we have it in our genes, or what?
Yeah, somehow we have it in the genes. And I believe MIM as a company believes that we should do like Volvo is doing, build the safest possible, not build something that is just passing the tests or being just a little bit better than anyone else do. We have a typical example of the Volvo XC90 that when SUVs were cars that were really unsafe, Volvo built a really safe SUV, the XC90, and it was so safe that it was given prizes for almost 12 years, that it was the safest car that has been used so far. So it was really astonishing how much they lifted from being an unsafe car to being the safest car when they built the SUV. And I think we do the same with our MIM crate. We're really trying to think of anything possible for everybody, all the passengers, including the dog, and build the best we can do.
And how many tests have you gone through?
We have made about 50 tests, both with our own products and with competitors' products, to see if they have a solution that we like, or if we find it to be not at all up to our standard.
And we have our standard. We want to be the best. We want to be the world leading in production when it comes to dog crates. And therefore, we are actually a little bit more, well, we don't have cheap crates. They are kind of expensive.
Yes, when we build in all these properties, it's of course expensive to make the crate because we have lots of small details that makes a difference. And there's a lot of clearances that has to be perfect to make everything absorb energy in the right way and so on. So, of course, they get expensive.
and develop new products. We are going to talk about one new product now, the Vario Gate we have had for years, but now we also have a single Vario Gate. What do you say about the difference between having a crate cage and a gate? Because every car can't have a crate because they don't have the space. So they use a gate instead, and now we have a single version that you have developed.
Yes, the single version is actually splitting the loading compartment in two areas. One where you don't have the door in front of it, and one where you have the door in front of it, so you can put a dog behind it. So it's a little bit simpler to use the car in daily use.
But you use the gate together with the barrier.
Yes, you need a barrier in front of it, of course.
Explain it, why?
Because if the dog is thrown forward, it can pass into the passenger compartment over the back seat if it's not a barrier. So you need to block the access, and it should be strong enough to take the load of a dog that is flying forward in a crash. So why do you want a gate like this? It's, of course, when you open the trunk and you want to air the dogs, you want it to not be able to jump out. It's also, it could actually be reluctant to jump out in the traffic when you start to open the trunk. So it, maybe it's a dog that is too eager and wants to get out. So it, this is possible then to open a little bit sideways and then get into the space where the dog is and hook it up before it jumps out. I think it's also a good way to get a little bit larger space in the car, because if you have a really big dog and you put a crate, you lose some space upwards and sideways.
Yeah, I have had a lot of customers that are calling in and asking for cages or crates for huge dogs. But then I have to say, then you have to use the gate, because that's the only way to go.
Yes. But there's always a but.
Okay.
In this case, it's the side windows. If you get hit in the trunk or in the rear of the car sideways, or if you have a rollover, then the side windows are exposed and the dog could possibly jump out of the side window. And the problem with that is that the dog can run away in panic after the accident and get hit by other cars or run injured very far before they are found, and maybe it's too late to save them. So the crate is always better because it contains the dog inside the car to a much better level.
So now you have to develop something so they don't can run away from through the windows. But that is hard, isn't it?
Yes, it's very difficult because there are so many different sizes of windows.
Yeah.
And the shape of the inside of the car is also different. So we are looking at different solutions that could be used, but we haven't found one that really works. So it could be universal, because it would only fit maybe half of all cars that we sell gates to.
But the gate is really an alternative if you don't have the possibility to use a crate.
Definitely. Yeah.
Finally, MemeSafe also have a harness called AllSafe. I get a lot of questions around this AllSafe harness. Your opinion as our crash expert to use a harness for a dog in the back seat or even in the front seat?
Yes, the harness is a good way to have the dog in the back seat. It cannot run away after an accident, and it's to some extent attached to the car, so it doesn't fly away into the front seat or the passengers in the front, or even through the front window if you have a head-on collision. But if you have a rollover, for instance, then the dog could actually reach outside the car and get crushed under the car. So I believe it's not a perfect solution. It's also, if you have a big dog, then you have a longer leash, and the leash makes the dog reach the front seats, and it can be injured by hitting the front seats.
And if you have a big dog, it's a lot of kilos or pounds
Yes.
going away during collision.
It's difficult to to have something strong enough.
Yeah. For instance, if you have a dog pretty, well, big in the rear seat together with a child in its chair, how good
yes,
is that?
It's not good. It's
you shouldn't have that, huh? Thing.
No, because the dog is flying around and it could reach a significant speed before it's actually reaching the child and could injure both itself and the child rather dramatically. Hmm. I would not recommend that.
So the harness is for shorter rides, an alternative, not when you're going longer distances?
Yes, if you have a sedan or if you have a... Hmm. You need to go by taxi or something like that. It's a perfect solution in the sense that you can easily do it. It's you're not you don't have to carry a cage around or try to solve it in a way where the dog is unsafe for other reasons. Mm. So I think it's a good solution when you don't have the space to put it in the trunk.
Don't have to go that fast speed either.
Nope.
No. And if you have a really small dog, we have another cage, our Care 2, that is done in plastic. And what do you say about this Care 2
Yes,
crate?
We saw that many people that wanted the dog inside the car, and they also wanted to be able to maybe even take it outside the car. Hmm. They asked us about could we put a vario cage inside the car and attach it somehow. Mm. And we did not recommend that, so we started to look at a design of making a plastic aluminium crate that we put in the car seat with a seat belt around, and we found a good design which then does not release let go of the crate itself when it's in the car seat, so the seat belt is wrapped around it in a really good way. Mm. And we've crash tested it and we have found that it's really good both in side crashes and in front crashes.
I'm using it for the Care 2 crate for my cat.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. And you can have a rabbit or whatever animal, really.
Yes.
small
yes,
ones,
of course.
Yeah, sitting there really safe. Okay, so what you are saying, Anders Flogård, MemeSafe's crash safety expert, nothing beats the vario cage, the crate.
I think so. I believe so. Mm. Definitely.
After all tests you have gone through and
oh yes, definitely.
Seen. Mm. Thank you very much, Anders. I think many people have a really good knowledge about what this is all about now. And if you, who have been listening to Anders, if you want more about the safety for your dog in the car, you can read more about it on our website, memesafe.com, where you will find a headline that says Consumer Right to Know the Truth. Shortly, what do I find there, Anders?
It's a lot of information about different crash tests that are performed all over the world. Mm. And it's information about what we believe should be tested and what you get out of that when you try to sell the things to the consumers, the risk of misuse when they place the what they are using inside the car and so on. Hmm. I see tests that I really don't like because you trick the consumer to believe that they have the best solution, but it's not at all good. Hmm. Maybe that the manufacturer is using like 8 straps to put to really attach a crate to the car, but in reality you just get 2 or 4 straps when you buy the car the crate. So it's not the way that you can do it by yourself. And then if you attach it like you think you should attach it, then the door opens when you have a crash. So you easily get fooled by the quality assurance that it's crash tested. Hmm.
I guess it's why Meme says crates or cages are the world leaders for the moment.
Yes, I hope so. Or I know so.
Hmm. Thank you, Anders.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.